They can be anything we want them to be, really. Any of these songs could be Black Keys songs. Any of these songs could be solo songs. It really doesn't matter. There are no rules. It's all up for grabs.
The sound of a band versus the sound of a solo artist. It's a clear line for some, but for Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, the real issue is a need to make music. And this time allowed for a solo project. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Danger Mouse produced the Black Keys record, Attack and Release, last year, there was a lot of talk about his crazy workload. But Dan Auerbach, the guitarist and singer of the Keys, isn't that far behind. Not only did Dan tour the new record and all that entails, but he produced the new album from singer-songwriter Jessica Lee Mayfield and somehow found time to write and record a whole batch of his own material. The result is a solo album called Keep It Hid, where the sound is definitely less in your face than his Black Keys work, and Dan took it down a few notches more during an interview at FUV with host Russ Boris.
When did you start writing these songs? I think that's a big question for people, and they say, all right, you just had a record last year with the band, playing a ton of shows. When did these things all come together?
Some of the songs were kind of old, a couple years old, like a song like When the Night Comes and Going Home. Those are older songs. But the majority of them were written in the last year and a half. I mean, I'm always writing, and in between tours with the Black Keys, I'm always recording. I've got piles of songs recorded. I never had an opportunity. I never had any time to put out a record. So I had this little window of opportunity, and I took it.
And as you were writing these things, they felt like they were more your songs, not really band songs.
Well, yeah, some of them definitely felt more like something that Black Keys would never do. But some of them that could have been similar to the Black Keys, I'd recorded them with a band in my studio, and I was just so happy with the way they sounded. I just didn't feel like the need to then go and change them and turn them into Black Keys songs,
I've spent too long away from home, did all the things I could have done, gone all the days of endless thrills. I know I'm not the only one. So long, I'm going home.
Your love of the blues is kind of all over, this record and all over the Black Keys stuff. Where does that begin for you? Like, what's that opening point for the blues?
A couple things. I guess my dad played me records when I was a kid, and gospel records and blues records, Sun House, and then my mom's family played bluegrass, so it was sort of a early appreciation of those two things, and that's what made me want to play music was my family playing bluegrass. I wanted to be able to play guitar with them and sing, and so growing up, it was always around. It was always on.
Do you remember the first record that you picked up?
No, I don't remember because they were just always there. There were rows of LPs that I would play with as a kid, and Beatles records and Allman Brothers records and Sun House records and stuff like that, and Stax, Booker T and the MGs albums. And I knew I just liked that roots music, I don't know what it was. I would listen to music with my friends when we were out, but when I went home, I had my own little world that I could be in, and kind of really got obsessed with it for a while.
What's wrong, dear sister? Did your world fall down? Did men misuse you and push you around? Same story, dear, year after year, pathetic melody. Oh, dear sister, trouble weighs a ton. Trouble in the air, trouble all I see. Does anybody care? Trouble killing me, or it's killing me.
With Trouble Weighs a Ton, that's Dan Auerbach, recorded live in FUV's Studio A. Hear the complete studio session and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.